Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Oh, you'd be wrong.
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
I learned things.
Me too.
I learned things.
Ruby and Pip.
Ruby and Pip. That's going to be the name of my children's book, Ruby and Pip. And all of their adventures. Yeah. I hope they do yoga together.
Oh. Ruby and Pip had a sip.
Yeah, that's page one.
Yeah.
What's on page two?
Page two is Ruby passes out hammered because what she sipped was.
No. And then they take a dip.
Yeah.
Which kind of dip? That's up to you. How racy do you want the book to be?
You better be careful.
Ruby put her hand on Pip and
she dipped.
That's, you know, that was for you.
Yes,
you would be wrong. I know, Greg.
What is going on here?
How am I possibly going to pull out of, well...
Although, tried to guess a birthday, and you got really close.
I got, like, super close. Actually, I nailed it.
Yep.
Ish. Until, I mean, you guys pressed me.
Yeah.
I was 4 days off. I mean, whatever. And if his cats were Whiskers and Mittens, which, of course, they're not Whiskers and Mittens.
That'd be terrible.
Is Greg Cosell 7 years old?
I think he very clearly stated he's not even 57 years old.
No.
Take the over.
I was in my late 50s a long time ago. Yeah, in the late 50s. Thank you, Greg. I love him.
Stop, it needs a little work, but not a lot.
You'd be wrong.
Yeah, yours is like an evil Greg Cosell. Yeah.
That's my Friedel.
Yeah, a little bit of it. Yeah. Something. Anyway. Hey, just to kind of put a little, because this is going to get started, and we're not going to do every second round pick because they're going to be starting to fly. What's the time for each pick here, Grandy?
7 minutes.
7 minutes. And not everybody uses all their time. So these things are going to be flying at us pretty quick. We'll give you some of the headlines. We'll mention the picks. We're not going to make a big thing out of it.
Yep.
If Shador goes, things like that, we'll obviously let you know. And yes, we'll have the Niner pick for you, which is not far off. I mean, if they're getting started right now and the Niners are the 11th tonight, like, yeah, this is probably going to happen here, I don't know, potentially within the next 30, 40 minutes, I would say.
If they all use 7 minutes and they're picking 11, that would be 77 minutes. That'd be an hour 17. That would be 5:13.
Yeah, but
it's going to be faster than that.
It's going to be faster than that.
Agreed.
We learned that last night.
And the Browns are already on the clock and they're down to just 5 minutes to go.
Yeah, so we'll keep that totally covered. And we'll follow along for sure. And anything that you want to weigh in on that front, let's fire away and do it. As always, 888-957-9570. I just wanted to say this broader point, San Francisco 49ers. And I know Grandy's been harping on this show last night. He will again tonight. He has been for weeks on this show. And I think we're all in agreement. This feels more important than other drafts for the 49ers because they're turning the roster over. They let some guys go. They've got more holes than they have in recent years, and they're about to pay a quarterback, I think. But that's sort of what leads to my broader point. I'm feeling a little frustrated in this moment with the Niners' offseason process. And it's not just about this year. It's about where we've been. It's about Nick Bosa and Brandon Ayuk and Trent Williams and all the others. And now here we are, and whether George Kittle accepts Diana Russini's report or not, whether he's actually not at the voluntary offseason program because of contract stuff, or if he's just chilling and wants a few more weeks with Claire or whatever the hell they got going on.
WrestleMania this past weekend.
No doubt. Like, I don't think there's a problem, but there's that combined with the fact that even though Brock showed up, that obviously to me means things are headed in a very good direction. Brock is playing this the way he's playing it. There's that side to it. But in general, Niners, I think you are repeatedly paying a we're waiting too long tax for whatever you're doing. You're paying a tax for waiting as long as you do. You are too deliberate. And it has been proven repeatedly. You waited with Brandon Ayuk. You paid. Okay? Now, is that going to happen with Brock? Probably not. You didn't have really an opportunity to do it much before now. And there's not anybody else this offseason that's going to break the bank in terms of quarterback. You could argue, though, that what Geno Smith got clearly states, well, you're definitely going north of 50 now with yep. Brock. That, but I think that that was probably happening anyway. You could argue that. But the one that stands out this offseason is George Kittle. Like, I don't know what you're going to pay him. I have full confidence that you will, but you waited until after the Cardinals paid Trey McBride, and the price went up. So the Niners are stubborn. We know this. But another way to say stubborn is deliberate. And you keep waiting. You keep being the last team to do X, whatever that X is. And I just think you're paying a tax. And I don't know, man. It doesn't feel like that's working for you in a lot of these cases.
It's not working for you. And you look at the previous cases where you waited on Nick Bosa and he came out, he had a slow start. You waited on Brandon Ayuk and he came out, he had a slow start. And he started playing really, really well over the course of, was it two or three quarters? Maybe it was a game and change, but whatever it was, and then he got hurt. But
quick.
It took him some time to get into that zone, and you waited on Christian McCaffrey, and he came in with double calf tendonitis, and then he ended up getting a knee injury, and you waited on Trent Williams, and he came in and didn't have a good year either. So I wonder at what point do you decide to change your approach, and right now I'm not that worried. I did think that the Brock Purdy would be done before the NFL draft. Before the NFL draft started, and even if I like skewed it to before the NFL draft finishes, it's not getting
not
done.
Gonna happen,
but
yeah.
He did show up, and so that tells me that they're not at an impasse, and that Brock is not so mad that he's like, "F you, Niners, I'm not showing up." For me, the fact that he showed up tells me that at least it's somewhat cordial.
I agree with you. I'd also add that, you know, when people go, like, they circumstantially think Brock will take, I mean, there are people still cruising around out here in this world who think he's going to take $33 million a year.
Right.
I know you. You're out there. I've talked to you. We all have. And that's not going to happen. I think that the reason there's people out there who think that, though, are because of the Brock Purdy story and circumstances. It's like, oh, you were Mr. Irrelevant, which means that at some juncture in your life within the last 4 years, the league didn't think you were that good. And even though you've come out and proven everyone wrong and been to multiple playoff appearances and won playoff games from behind and all the things that you've done, some people are still watching Brock through that lens. And I don't really think that it's relevant when it comes to dollars. I do think it's relevant when it comes to showing up for voluntary off-season workouts. I really do. I think Brock is looking at this going, okay, like, this team is really about to be given to me in a very firm way. They, like, we're already negotiating, and even on the low end of what's being discussed, they are about to hand the team over to me, Brock Purdy, and I would like to take care of that. That's, and no one has told me that. That's just a belief. That's me reading the situation. I agree with what you said, too. I think talks are at least on the right track. But I also think there's a piece of it that's like, dude, I'm not going to get flippant with this opportunity now that it is finally being handed to me.
And I don't think that he would get flippant unless they were at a spot where he felt like that they were truly disrespecting him. And I'm looking at the Geno deal, and he signed 2 and 75, which is 37 and a half a year. Sam Darnold signed for 3 and slightly over 100, which is 33 and a half a year. So I do think that when Brock gets ready to put pen to paper, he's going to be north of Darnold. He'll be north of Geno. Will he be at a spot where he wants to reset the market? I don't think that that's the case, but eventually they're going to find a number. They're going to find the years, and hopefully it happens before OTAs, because voluntary workouts is fine. It's voluntary, and by him showing up, that tells the organization, yeah, I'm still into this, and I'm still into being your QB, but you get into OTAs and the real, like, you know, mandatory OTAs. Now, if he doesn't have a contract and I'm Brock and it's, what, June?
Right.
Now it's a different story.
Totally. Totally agree. All right. The Niners are 9 picks away. We got a couple names who have already gone off the board here as round 2 is underway. Grandy, what's going on?
Yeah. First pick in round 2 to the Cleveland Browns, Carson Sueschinger, linebacker out of UCLA. A lot of people identified him as maybe a target for the Niners since Dre Greenlaw left. So he's unavailable now. And then a guy that you guys chatted with Greg Cosell about, Houston, 34th overall, second pick of the second round, Jaden Higgins, wide receiver out of Iowa State, goes to Houston. And then most recently, the Seattle Seahawks are now on the clock. They have traded up into the very beginning here of the second round with the Tennessee Titans. So that Titans pick, 35th overall, now belongs to the Seahawks. They are on the clock.
Okay, so the Seahawks really want somebody, and they're going to jump up there and get him. The Jaden Higgins thing, I mean, look, I'm no expert on the Houston Texans, but I think that's a fascinating position for the Texans. Obviously, Stephon Diggs is no longer there. Nico Collins has become a star. He is flat out one of the top 10 receivers in the game for sure. Tank Dell with another really sort of ugly injury for the second year in a row in his career. So I don't know kind of where that's going from here, but that's interesting that Houston would use such a valuable pick on that position.
Right.
It's always felt like a position of strength the last couple of years.
But you laid it out and you lose Diggs and you've got Dell who's been hurt. And I'm just looking at ESPN and they're doing, through the draft, they're doing player comps. Jaden Higgins, do you know who his player comp is according to Matt Miller?
No.
Nico Collins.
No way.
Yeah. So you got Nico Collins, and then you just drafted Nico Collins.
Little Nico Collins.
Right. 6'4", 214. Well, so I just, when you were like laying it out about the Texans, and I was just clicking on it, and it's like Matt Miller's pro comp, Nico Collins.
Dude.
So maybe they agree with Matt Miller, because Nico Collins, he's that dude.
Dude, he is
amazing.
Easily,
top 10 for sure.
And very, I think, underrated.
Yep.
When we have the conversation still about receivers around the league, partially because he's still kind of new. But Nico Collins is about as effective as they come. No, he's not Ja'Marr Chase. He's not Justin Jefferson. But he probably leads like the crew of who's next when it comes to young wide receivers in the game. I really like him. All right, so more picks will be coming in. I also want to let you know that Boston and Orlando are underway. Both Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are in, which was not necessarily expected. But Jason Tatum, as of 1 o'clock this afternoon, was listed as doubtful for this game. Then he got upgraded to questionable. He's now in. Jaylen Brown was questionable. He's in. I didn't see about Drew Holiday. Is Drew Holiday in as well? He was also questionable for this game. But the Celtics, first game on the road here in these playoffs, are back to at least close to full health. We'll see how they perform. They are currently down 3-2 in the first quarter.
Drew Holiday out tonight.
He's out. Okay, so no Drew Holiday. They are out Drew Holiday, but Tatum and Brown both in or underway in Orlando, and then still ahead tonight, the Bucks will host the Pacers, and then
That's a big one. It's a big one now.
Yeah, it's Minnesota versus the old Minnesota. That's right. The T-Wolves host the Lakers, game 3 of that series tonight, and of course, winner of that series would be who the Warriors play if the Warriors can take down the Rockets.
And better news about Jimmy Butler today. Not better news is probably too dramatic, but better thoughts and better hints and better ideas about where Jimmy might be with, you know, Steve Kerr saying what he said. And on the heels of yesterday, Mark Spears talking to Jimmy Butler's agent and saying pray for the Bear, which gave us some indication that Jimmy's doing pretty well. And then Steve Kerr today giving some fairly positive signs about Jimmy Butler ahead of tomorrow.
Well, I think Jimmy Butler's playing tomorrow night. I really do. And that's not because I'm a doctor, and it's not because I'm dialed in over with the Warriors.
Not a doctor.
No, it's just simply because I don't think Steve Kerr would say what he said if they weren't planning to have him. And again, what did he say, you might ask? It wasn't like completely firm he's playing. But ask yourself, would Steve Kerr say this out loud into a microphone if they weren't planning on having Jimmy Butler available? Quote, relatively optimistic. Quote, I think there's a chance he plays. So to me, that sets an expectation. You and I follow this stuff all the time. What the Warriors are saying about certain injuries, we're often the ones leading up to the game that are getting these reports. I don't think Steve Kerr talks that way if Jimmy Butler right now is leaning toward being out.
Agreed. And, you know, you always want to under-promise and over-deliver, but the fact that he's saying that gives me some indication that he at least has a chance to play. And if he's got a chance to play, if Jimmy Butler's going to be 50-50 going into a playoff game, I don't know Jimmy Butler personally, but having seen him over the course of his career,
right,
that man's going to play. If he has the ability to go out there and play through this, he's going to play through it in a pivotal game three.
Yeah, absolutely. Fine, I'll allow it.
All right.
It's not as pivotal.
I don't know if I caught you. I might have caught you ball watching.
It's not as pivotal as game four, but it's pivotal.
Super pivotal.
There will be a pivot because someone will be up 2-1.
Yep.
But then on Monday, someone will have the opportunity to go up 3-1.
Well, this Boston-Orlando game is not pivotal in game three because Boston's up 2-0.
Correct.
So when it's 1-1, it becomes pivotal.
More pivotal, yes.
Pivotaler.
Yeah, see, I thought game two was pivotal for Boston because they took a stranglehold on the series. And they're not going to lose 4 times in 5 games, and Orlando is going to go home. But we kind of knew that.
Well, you could say that about Houston because it was a pivotal game for the Rockets because, to the same extent, they weren't going to lose 2 at home and then go on to win the series. Only 4 teams have ever done that.
Yeah, so pivotal. You could also call it a desperate. It was a must game for the Rockets, and they got it. So 888-957-9570. In the process of talking about the Jimmy Butler situation and the fact that Dylan Brooks was asked about the Amen Thompson foul on Jimmy Butler in game two earlier today in practice, said, that's not a dirty play. We think Draymond Green is the dirty player, and we do hope that Jimmy Butler will get better. Moses Moody was told of these comments. He said, quote, isn't it's kind of ironic, isn't it? Dylan Brooks calling someone else dirty. So the whole thing kind of opened up this idea of the physicality that has already unfolded in this series. And for me, I hear a little bit too much from Warriors fans, and this is coming from freaking me now.
Yeah.
There's too much from Warrior fans who think that the Rockets are the big meanies and they're the only physical ones and the Warriors are only responding because that's what the Rockets do. The Warriors would actually rather not play physical at all. Like, I didn't even say it this way earlier. Do you know who would be offended by that take? The Warriors. Like, Draymond Green would hate it if he heard this idea that Warrior fans are like, the Rockets are beating us up. And because we don't want to play nearly as physical as they do. Draymond does. Draymond does. Looney does. A lot of the guys do. They see themselves as physical players, and they are physical players. I haven't watched one NBA game yet in these playoffs where I didn't feel like, wow, it's getting physical there. I mean, I don't know if anybody watched the Knicks play the Pistons yesterday. I don't know if you saw what Lu Dort did to Ja Morant. By the way, did you think that one was dirty?
Yeah.
You did?
Absolutely. We get to the playoffs, and for me, there's physicality and then there's reckless physicality. And when you get into the reckless physicality portion of it, that's where you cross the line because it's too easy to just injure a guy in the association.
I know, but I know a lot of people maybe didn't see this play, but Lou Dort ends up underneath Ja Morant. And again, it's a situation to me, kind of like Amen Thompson, where he's off balance and things happen so fast. And if he had a chance to catch the guy, he would. He didn't, you know. And Ja is, not only did he not come back in the game, he's already been ruled out for game four, which tells you he's really hurt. He's really hurt because they're down 3-0. And because that game is, you know, for them to announce it not even on a game day tells you that Ja is pretty significantly hurt. And so, yeah, Memphis is probably going to get swept now in this series. But that's what this stuff looks like. And you have to meet it. And, yes, the officials have to set a tone and all of that. But it started an interesting conversation. We'd love to hear from y'all. 888-957-9570. Do you believe this is just the playoffs? Or do you believe the Rockets are getting away with too much so far in the two games we've seen? Let's go to Spencer in Oakland. Been very patient. Hi, Spencer. Thanks for calling. What's up?
Hey, folks. No worries. If I wasn't listening on the phone, I'd be listening on the Odyssey app anyways.
My man.
So I appreciate it. All and right. Yeah, you know it. So, you know, a couple things. You know, as far as physicality is concerned, I fully agree. I really think this conversation, of course, is just based out of the way Steph is guarded and treated in the association by the referees and by other teams. The rest of it is all totally normal physicality. Steph does not get the special whistle that stars on his level get. And if the Warriors really had a problem with the physicality level, I mean, you bring a goon off the end of the bench and, you know, you start checking people. I don't think that's where this is at. But, you know, if they really felt that way, that's what they could do. Pivoting to the NFL draft, it was great hearing Mr. Cosell chat. And, you know, as a kind of a newer 49er fan, I grew up a Raider fan. I'm from Oakland, of course. They left. And so I root for the Niners now. I've come over with my wife, who's always been a Niners fan. And I personally think, just kind of looking from across the bay, I don't think Brock Purdy is worth $45, $50 million. I just don't. He's a very good quarterback. Don't get me wrong. But I feel like with the needs the Niners have, you know, I wouldn't put it past him to go another direction, given the needs they have, the rebuild that they likely have for a season or two, and get more picks in this draft and next year's draft in what is a very deep draft this year. Thank you for taking my call, folks.
All right, Spencer, yeah, thanks thank you, so Spencer. Much. You know, this is the thing, and this may surprise people. If somebody goes, I don't think Brock's worth $50 million, I don't think that's a crazy opinion. I also just, I don't know how it is you stick this number on these players.
Right, like, right.
Okay, if he's not worth 50, this is what I always want to say to a person. What is he worth?
Right.
Oh, well, 38.6.
Okay.
All right. Well, this is one of those situations where there's a quarterback tax. If you think he's worth starting quarterback money, then unfortunately for you, that means you want him to be your starting quarterback. You're not allowed to keep him for $35 million. He'll say no. And I don't think you're in great shape to go find somebody else. And he's accomplished enough to be a $50 million quarterback. So what do you do?
Right.
What do you do?
Hot shot. Well, depends on how much you love the player and how savvy your front office is. And I'm going to use a comp, and it's a comp for a player that he is far, far, far better than. But this team, that is not a very good team, structured a contract for their quarterback in a way that we like you, and then they got out of it. And it was Daniel Jones.
Yep.
Daniel Jones got a four-year, $160 million deal, $40 million per year, but it was structured so that after 2 years, if they decided he wasn't very good, and they actually decided that, they were able to get out of it for not that much on the back end of it. And so Brock Purdy's not worth $50 million a year. Well, what if the team went to him and said, you know what? We're going to sign you to a one-year extension worth $50 million, which means this year he gets $5 million or so because he hit certain benchmarks.
Yep.
And then next year he makes 50. So for the next 2 years, it would be 2 years and $55 million, but he would be making $50 million next year. Would fans really be hating that?
No, but Brock would. He wouldn't do that.
Of course. But the idea for me, and you know, you and I have been round and round on the whole number. Numbers are numbers, and it really comes down to what is the year commitment and how much does he get guaranteed?
No doubt. Right? No doubt. All right. More on this coming up as the picks start flying in. The Niners are not that far away. 888-957-9570. Also, the Rockets' physicality. Do you see this as more than what the Warriors are doing? Are they getting away with too much? 888-957-9570. That's the number. Warrior postseason coverage is brought to you by Agape Golf Tournament, which is happening Monday, April 28th. Stone Tree Golf Club. We're going to be there. Presented by Atco Pest Control. Steiny and Goo on the scene, 10 to 2. If you'd like to play, go to 957thegame.com. Click on the events tab, sign up. All proceeds will benefit the North Bay and Golden Gate Regional Centers as well as the San Francisco Autism Society of the Bay Area. This is Willard and Dibbs.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Now, back to Willard and Dibbs.
That's a great question.
That's a great question.
On 95.7 The Game.
That one gets me every time.
Never gets old. That's all, folks.
The Niners are four picks away here in the second round. Grandy, anything you want to share with who has been selected in the last few minutes?
Well, the last update we gave you was the Seahawks traded up with the Titans to get to the 35th overall pick, the third pick of the second round. They go with the safety, Nick Emanwori, out of South Carolina. Yeah. So they liked him. They got a safety to pair with their young secondary up there in Seattle. Cleveland took Quinshon Judkins, an Ohio State running back. A couple of picks later, the Patriots picked the other Ohio State running back, Travion Henderson. In between those two picks, Miami traded up with the Raiders to get into pick 37, the fifth pick in the second round. They go with an offensive tackle slash guard out of Arizona, Jonah Savainea. Is the pick for Miami.
Guy. Dude, I was waiting on it because I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, I know how I'd pronounce it, but I'm also thinking Grandy's going to have it absolutely dialed and on lock because
I'm not 100%.
We'll it's close
You've done
enough.
Your homework?
No, Joe Coy.
Savainea.
Joe Coy does an amazing bit on, because I'm assuming, and I don't want to, is the guy Hawaiian? I assume he's, I don't know, but Joe Coy does an unbelievable bit. It's actually, he does a performance
from American Samoa. Yeah.
Okay. He's in Hawaii doing a comedy sketch, and he goes, you people, there's too many vowels. There's just, it's too many vowels. Your streets, like you get directions, you go down to like they're just like you, there's too many vowels. And so I saw Savainea.
Yep.
And I thought of Joe Coy. There's a lot of vowels going on there.
Yeah, and Key and Peele, of course, with a signature sketch about the same thing.
Yes.
Like Laquandre and, you know, Quinasha and like all these other ones that they did. The East-West College Bowl sketch. You can Google it. It's pretty funny.
You got to Google it.
Yeah.
So it's going to go Bears, Saints, Bears, Jets, Niners. So certainly when we get to the Niner pick, we'll jump all over it for you. And this is what it's going to be like here. It's 4:37 in the afternoon. Happy Friday if you're on your way home from work, or if you already got there, or if you're on your way to Tahoe or whatever, do it with us. We promise this off the top, and we're going to be true to form. We're going to be all over the damn place.
All over it.
Okay?
Everywhere.
We're talking about tomorrow night's game three. We're watching the Celtics play the Orlando Magic. The pick is in for the Bears. The NFL draft round two is underway, and don't forget Bruce Bochy is in town, and he's probably sitting in a dugout near you getting ready to say hi to some old friends. So
hey, Mark, this is Bochy.
Hey, Bochy, good to see you back in the town.
All right, Mark, happy birthday again.
Okay. Yeah,
thanks,
that was our best 51 second interview ever. That was awesome for your birthday, your 50th. Bochy called in.
Nothing will ever make me laugh more. Oh, my God.
There'll be no questions. I will do 48 seconds. There'll be a couple of and then he's out.
Just, all right, Mark. Happy birthday again.
Man, just wanted to be a part of this, but not for too long. So, anyway, that was... that was one of my most memorable moments in radio ever.
That was a good show. That Seriously. Was a fun show.
Were you at it?
I mean, yes, but I was
terrible.
Kind of an audience
I'm
member.
Like, good Lord, this is enough with all the people.
Not enough. No. And I actually was working mid-show to see if we couldn't come up with a couple of last minute.
I know you were.
You love John Bloom. And John came on, and I do love John
he
Bloom.
Did my dad call? I can't even remember.
Your dad called?
He called, right?
You had Aaron Oberholzer and John Bloom together.
Together, that's right.
High school
right.
classmates.
And then?
One guy, a play-by-play broadcaster with the Phoenix.
Well,
one guy, a PGA golfer, championship golfer.
Now Golf Channel
analyst. Yeah.
Yeah.
Brian Bumgarner called in as
he
well.
Did.
Kevin from The Office.
I remember that.
Yep.
And Boach.
Yep.
Lauren Gold,
the
keyboardist for The Who. And Chicago, for that matter.
Your dad called in, of course, which was fun.
Did Christy call?
I believe she did.
She did?
Yep.
Okay. It's fun.
Might be somebody else I'm missing, but
I'm sure there is.
And of all the other things that we are tracking, I'm looking at the weather for next Saturday's Kentucky Derby.
Oh, God.
And if
we
you
really
want,
are all over the place.
Well, and Derby Futures, if you're interested in making some bets before the post positions come out, I've got a couple of... not long shots, but a couple of mid shots for you as we get closer to the Derby, which is in just under 8 days.
Luther Burden.
Luther Burden.
The third.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The third.
Okay.
Like Jimmy Butler.
Is he running in the Derby?
No, he's a wide receiver from Missouri, but now he's a Bear.
Okay.
He just went to the Chicago.
That's Luther Burden on the outside.
He might be on the outside.
Yep.
He might be. Boy, that's a... Yeah, receivers already out there.
Oh, he's a hell of a receiver. I will just say, I think for Roma Niner
Dunze
fans.
And DJ Moore, but anyway, go ahead.
When they went tight end in the first round, too.
Yeah, they did.
I do think the run on running backs and wide receivers early in the second round is good for the Niners, because I don't think the Niners are making a pick of those positions here.
No, defensive tackle. Yep. That's what Greg Cosell said, and he said there's a lot of good ones available, and none of them have gone, and we probably just jinxed it because there's three more picks before the Niners pick. But, by the way, since we're on the draft, those of you who have called in on the NBA, stay right where you are. But Damon in the city wanted to talk about Brock Purdy real quick. Hey, Damon, what's up?
What's up, guys? I just wanted to shout that other caller out that called before that he was a Raider fan. And he came over to be a Niner.
Yeah.
I like that, man. The Raiders have always been flaky, like an ex-girlfriend that just keeps coming and going. Also, just with Purdy, man, I was just thinking, man, and just listening to you earlier, and the theme that I hear the most with Purdy is that it's more so that it's just the going rate, and that's why the Niners got to pay him like 55 or top him out, reset the market, is just the going rate. But it's never that, you know, it's just that he was just that good last year. Now, the other 2 years before, he was awesome, man. If he didn't have the year before, if he didn't have last year, I would say pay him. But he gave me just too much pause, too much to think about. He can't play in the rain. He can't play, it's just too much, man. But that was just my thought right there.
I totally hear you, Damon, but what would you do? Well, like, I get it. If that's what I'm sort of saying. If someone's like, I'd only pay him 40, well, that's not an option. You have to pick A or B. A is, let's say, $52 million a year. B is, go find someone else to play QB. You know what I mean? So what would you do?
You don't think that C's on the table to have him play out his fifth year?
Hell no. Hell no.
Well, not his fifth year, but
his fourth.
You don't think so?
No, if I'm Brock or his agent, there's no way in hell I'm playing football and putting my body on the line when there's that amount of money on the line that I would be risking. No way, no how I'm showing up for camp if without a new deal.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way on the other side. Like, man, given last year, there's no way I'm going to pay top dollar when this guy just gave me so much pause. Like, last year was just such a, like, man, what happened? Like, if last year didn't happen, I'd be all in for Purdy. So, I have been. But last year was like, It was a major setback, and it just made me wonder, like, has this guy hit his ceiling? Has, you know, the defenses, have they figured him out? And have we seen his best days? That's where I'm at. And I don't know. Maybe it's, maybe they play hardball. I don't know. Maybe they throw a curveball. Maybe they bought Mac Jones in there for a reason. I don't know.
Do you want someone else playing quarterback then?
I want Purdy, but not at a top-end price.
Yeah,
he's shown that without his elite guys, he's not the same Purdy that he was the past 2 years.
Yeah.
You know, so if you pay him all that money, then what?
Damon, I get it. I just don't see what the in-emergency break glass way of doing this is.
And I also think that he's getting blamed at a greater rate than he should for
agreed.
The team's failures. And they were 6-11. He was 6-9. So the two games that he didn't play, they lost. And so you can pin that on him. One game he was hurt. One game they said, well, it's over, so you're not going to play. But if you look at all his metrics, there aren't a lot of them that you look at and say, oh my God, that's galling.
No.
His interception rate was slightly higher than the average, but QBR, quarterback rating, yards per game, yards per completion, all the rest of it, he's mostly in the top 10 in all of those metrics. So was he as good as the year before? Well, of course not. The year before was one of the greatest years of individual quarterbacking we've ever seen.
I also think, though, when people say he's shown that he's not as good without all of his guys, I'm like, hang on a second. Didn't Juwan Jennings suddenly turn into a 1,000-yard receiver? I mean, that Rams game was the game, the one early in the season, was the game where they were hampered most in terms of who they were missing, and I thought it was his best game of the year. So I can look at it more and say, I think the 49ers were hampered with a lot of their guys not being good. And does that bring Brock down a notch? Maybe a notch, but it sounds to some of you like you're dropping him about three or four notches, and I don't agree with that.
Well, even if you want to drop him three or four notches, and if you want to, like the caller said, have him play on his fourth-year option, he's not going to. And if you want to pay him the Sam Darnold contract, which is 3 years and $100 million,
won't do it.
He's not gonna sign that. So really, what are we talking about? Now, if you want him to be your starter, and they do, and John and Jed and Kyle, they've never said anything other than, we believe in Brock, we want Brock to be here as long as we're here. I don't believe that they're like selling whoop tickets, and I don't believe that they're lying. So if they really believe that, well, then there's a price of what it costs to keep a quarterback who you really, really like, and it's more than Darnold, and it's more than Geno Smith. Maybe it's not as much as Trevor Lawrence or Burrow or whatever other fresh deal is out there, but it's somewhere north of $40 million a year. It's probably north of $45 million a year.
Yeah, it's actually probably still north of 50.
Wherever it is.
I think.
Wherever it is, it doesn't start with a th. So everybody yes, who correct. Wants to start it with a correct. Th, Sam Darnold's in the th. Geno Smith is in the th.
What
2 years
th?
For Geno, yeah. 3 for Sam. If you want to give Brock 3 years, it's going to start with a f. Either a fo or a fi. Probably not a s, but it's going to start with a fa.
There's a lot going on right now.
Just consonants.
I know.
Combinations.
What is going on here?
Scaring Grandy a little bit.
888-957-9570.
Let's see. Oh, God. Another quarterback just went. It's not Shador. What do we got, Grandy?
Tyler Shuck. Tyler just went off the board.
Shuck. That's yeah. Louisville's quarterback.
Spelled S-H-O-U-G-H. Pronounced Shuck.
Boy, that
and don't worry, I know this for sure because he began his career at Oregon.
Yeah, but New Orleans is going to take about as long to pronounce that correctly as we did Pajemski.
That's yep. a good point.
Yeah, yeah. that's yeah. going to be Tyler Shaw and Show and Shoe.
Shug.
Ain't nobody getting to Shuck. That's going to take a year. He's going to have to win some games before you get your name pronounced correctly.
He plays in prime time. He's going to be Shug Knight immediately.
He went from Oregon to Texas Tech and then to Louisville. He is a New Orleans Saint you? Now. And then right after the Saints, the Chicago Bears have traded their pick. The Buffalo Bills are on the clock.
The
it
Bills.
Goes Bills, Jets, then Niners.
Bills, Jets, Niners. Okay, we're two picks away.
I don't know the young man, nor do I know his father, but my heart is breaking a little bit for Shador Sanders because he went from, think about 2 years ago when Colorado was like, they were everything.
Yeah.
Deion's got this program humming, and his kid is amazing. And even coming out of last year, it's like Shador Sanders, he might be top five.
Why do you feel bad for him, though?
Because when you have expectations in your life, when you have been built up to be something, and you're in a spot where he can't control his future, and you're sitting there, and I would imagine he's somewhere on a couch with, you know, his various siblings and his
family
members.
You know exactly where he is. He built a room for the draft and has cameras everywhere and had it all filmed yesterday. I'm not taking shots at him.
I just feel bad.
But no, yeah, I don't. And not because he
did. Cold-hearted,
no, it's not because he did anything wrong. I think that things like this work out the way that they're supposed to. I don't feel bad for you because you're not a first-round draft pick. You'll probably be a second or a third one. You're fine. You're fine, and you earned what you got, and I don't know what led you here. I don't know if it was your tape or your interviews or whatever, but you're here because you're here. Like, teams are not discriminating against him. I would feel bad if they were passing on him for the wrong reasons, but you don't have this many teams needing quarterbacks, and they're all passing on him, and they don't have a reason. They're not just like, I'm not taking that
no,
guy.
No, they have a reason, but yeah. they might be wrong and they might be
yes.
right.
And
I just feel bad for the young man.
But if they're wrong, then you Brock Purdy this thing. You're fine. He's going to get picked, and he's going to get his opportunity, and you know what? He might go to a better team now.
Can I spend 30 seconds on a 60-year-old reference just because it's a Friday?
Fire away, dog.
The Brady Bunch. Peter throws that birthday party and no one shows up. This is what it feels like to me. Shador Sanders is somewhere in a room with cameras, and one by one, relatives are like, oh, hold on, Shador, I got to take this phone call. And they're like, one by one, they're leaving the room.
Well, they're like, I only booked one night, Shador. Do I need to wait? The room is still open again on Friday?
And the Saints are on the clock, and it's like, they need a quarterback, and you're a quarterback, and they take some guy named Shao? Shuggy?
Shuck.
Shuck.
Allegedly.
By the way, Tyler Shuck, 3 months older than Brock Purdy, and they actually grew up together in Arizona.
Oh, how about that?
How about that? He'll be 26 in September.
Shuck and Brock?
Tyler Shuck will be. Tyler and Brock, dude.
There's a buddy comedy.
Also, on Shador Sanders, at least he will always have his jersey retired at Colorado for 2 above-average seasons. Congrats.
Yeah.
Wow, that was a conference rival comment right
that was
there.
We call that a Roger Federer.
No longer a compliment.
That was a backhand compliment. Yep. 15 love. Grandy up the line. Roger Federer.
Thank you. Buffalo Bills did move up to take a defensive tackle. Oh, see, Grandy, did you want him? Did you want him? That's TJ Sanders out of South Carolina. Defensive tackle just got taken 2 picks ahead of the Niners.
I like the player.
I like the pick.
Yeah.
I never heard of him. Anyway.
Also liked him. He did mention him by name.
Good. I'm glad Gray liked him. Yeah. I've still never heard of him. Anyway, the worst part for Shador Sanders is not just that he hasn't been picked. It's the teams who have decided to not pick him. So think about what's happened here. The Titans took a quarterback.
Yeah.
The Giants. It took a quarterback. The Saints took a quarterback. And the Browns have had 87 picks and not taken a quarterback. Who the hell still wants a quarterback? So if you're going to, this is what I think about it. I'm not worried about Shador. His family is bajillionaires and he's going to get picked and he's going to have an NFL career. He's fine. But the point is who's actually going to pick him in the light of, we want you to come in and be our quarterback. Once you get past round 2, you're sort of like, let's take that guy and just kind of stash him on the bench and see what happens. And I think that that's kind of where we're heading. I don't know how many teams are left that are looking for somebody to come in and play pretty soon. Because the Saints took one, the Giants took one, the Titans took one, and the Browns, through multiple picks, seem disinterested. The Steelers are still out there. I've heard that rumor for a while. And I don't know what the hell they're doing, and Aaron Rodgers, and blah, blah, blah.
The Jets, am I missing?
They think Justin Fields is going to be their quarterback this year.
Thank you.
So I don't like.
The Niners, 2 picks away? I mean.
Don't do it. Yeah, I
couldn't get Shuck.
or Jive.
Or Brock.
Anyway, I don't like that's what I think's going on here that's interesting is there's nobody that's lining up to think that maybe Shador might play for them this year. He could be on their team. But who thinks he's going to play this year? Those teams are running out.
Right.
How many do we got left?
I'm just looking at the list, and I don't know if I can think of a one. I mean, the Raiders have Geno Smith, so that might be a team that would, you know, use a second-round pick to draft him and
maybe
draft and stash. I don't know.
But that's my point. He's quickly becoming draft and stash, not draft and play.
Yeah. Well, this draft class is not good anyway, outside of Cam Ward. I mean,
You mean at quarterback.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
or maybe it is. I'm not going to act like I know what these guys are all going to do. I remember the year that it was the greatest quarterback draft of all time, and they all stunk. One of them's names was Trey Lance.
That's hurtful.
No, they were all, look, they were all at least disappointing. Trevor Lawrence, I don't know if he's bad, but disappointing, right? A little disappointing.
Of late, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Late. Mac Jones, Trey Lance, Justin Fields, like
that's a Niner now.
Everything
careful.
Well, but disappointing. All first top 15 picks, and nobody's been able to do their thing, right? All right, we're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good, and we want to be here for the Niners' next pick, which is not far off. So stay right where you are. We'll have the pick. We'll get back to some Dubs talk here in the 5 o'clock hour on Willard and Dibs.